welcome back to the Crypto Corner. I hope you're all well and staying safe. And also hope that last week's corner was of use to you, where we spoke about jobs and the big opportunities in the blockchain industry in regards to programming and coding. I forgot to mention one website which I use to learn Python, which is called hackerrank.com. That's HackerRank.com, which gives you every day little tasks to achieve. And that's how I learned quite nicely to learn in Python, and it's free. So give it a try. Another thing that I'd like to mention is it's currently tax season, and I encourage you to take care of those taxes, because local authorities around the world are starting to work together with local exchanges. And so they will have most likely your details already in regards to how many cryptos you have and so on. There are plenty of websites that you can use, and they're very good in price also, so it's fairly cheap to use them. And they are clever in the sense that they also give you advice when to add or when to change a position of your cryptocurrencies in regards to safe taxes. So make use of those websites. They will be of use to you later on. To the news, market cap of our industry has not really changed substantially since last week. We're hovering around $225 billion, with Bitcoin having a market share of 64%. Big dates that are coming up soon in Shelley, which is from Cardano, a new development which focuses on decentralization, has been started this week. So they mined the first Genesis block this week, but it's not yet open for the public. And they're saying it will be open for the public in May or June. But that's an important development for Cardano. For Ethereum, they're saying that the Ethereum 2.0 will come in July. Remains to be seen, because they have changed the dates already many times, but that's what they're currently saying. And then the big one is Bitcoin halving, which is coming in around 2 weeks. Now, a lot of people are saying that it will have a big impact on prices. Others are saying that it will have no impact on prices. The history is telling us that it will not have a big impact on prices immediately. That comes at a later stage. To explain what the halving means is, currently every 10 minutes, Bitcoin issues 12.5 Bitcoin, the Bitcoin blockchain issues 12.5 Bitcoin to the miners, and that will be halved. So from May or 2 weeks onwards, for the next 4 years, the miners will receive only 6.25 Bitcoin every 10 minutes. So the inflation of the Bitcoin blockchain will be reduced by half. And that's why it's called halving. Other news, it's in regards to DeFi, so decentralized finance, which is, to explain, centralized finance is CeFi, which is banks, where you have got a middle person, where you've got a company that you can call to talk to somebody. DeFi is just based on mathematics and codes. That's getting very popular, and it's really interesting. So if you have got some time, go into DeFi of any cryptocurrency. The development has been tremendous. It's still in test phase, so don't invest any money there, or any substantial money, but it's interesting. And Bitfinex, which is the owner, or the sister company of Tether, which is a stable coin, they developed a token which is called the P token, which makes it possible to exchange funds between, or assets between, two decentralized exchanges or exchanges. That is coming, which is an interesting development. Then Coinbase launched also an oracle. Tool that tells you a specific value at a specific time, for example, the price of Bitcoin. As you know, there are probably over 400, 500 exchanges that are trading in Bitcoin, and they all have a different price. I mean, it's a minimal difference, but what happens if there's a crash? Then the difference between those exchanges will be substantial. And that is of importance for example, these DeFi platforms. Which price should they use if they have to liquidate a position? And for that, they're currently developing oracles, and Coinbase just launched a price oracle, and that will be live, or is already live. And next is the IOTA Foundation took a decision to change their smart contracts idea. They initially had that in the base layer, and they're moving that now to layer two as a layer two fund solution. So it's like the Lightning Network to Bitcoin. It's not part of the base cryptocurrency. It's a level higher. So that is a decision that they took. Let's see if that comes, because it's not the first time that they changed that. And yeah, that's it for me. So I wish you a great week. I hope to see you next week. And with this, back to the studio.
Thank you, Robert. Just a reminder that we are not providing financial advice, but only sharing what's happening in the cryptocurrency market. Always remember that the cryptocurrency markets are ever-changing and always volatile. So you should only spend what you can afford to lose.